All right, guys, so this is the Be Alpha Music Podcast. This is number 104th from the Be Alpha Music Podcast. This is the episode that I never thought this year I was going to achieve. I did it, at least. I'm very happy because of that. It's about midnight here in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. You know, we had to do what we had to do. So basically, I'm your host, Paulo Yoriz Vargas. Make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel and Rumble and BitChute as well. Also, you're listening to the podcast in the Anchor.fm PFA Music Podcast. You can just make sure that you share all the content with all your friends and your family, and you can support the podcast as well. Today's topic, the Peter Pan effect. You're part of this community, you know how popular that concept is, especially for millennials. We're going to talk about that. We're not going to hide from it. We're going to talk about that. The Peter Pan effect. I remember just listening to this effect, or this syndrome, let's call it like this, a couple of years ago when I encountered Jordan Peterson. And it was fascinating. I was very fascinated because I was very well inclined or well identified with the concept that Jordan Peterson was given regarding the Peter Pan effect. It's basically an adult that's still a kid, right? From a small child, he has this hundreds of possibility, right? Go to high school, still, you know, you're not a child anymore, you're a teenager, you still have possibilities. You're in college, you're 25 years old, you're dumb, you do things reckless, but you think there's still possibility. Until you get 30 years old, everybody look like an adult, but you look like a kid, right? And there's no responsibilities. You want to still play like you're a kid, but you still look an adult, and your possibilities are diminishing. So let's just read this from the Google. It says, the Peter Pan syndrome affects people who do not want or feel unable to grow up, people with the body of an adult, but the mind of the kid. The syndrome is not currently considered a psychopathology, whatever. However, an increasingly larger number of adults are presenting emotional immature behaviors in Western societies. Okay? Think about that. A greater amount of adults are having immature behaviors. Okay? And what is that, right? Why is that we are in that state in the Western world? I have my hypothesis, not conclusions. During the 90s, right, we had this first wave of two-parent households, right, that came to effect, right, that 80s and 90s and early 2000s, but especially in the 90s. Where now fathers and parents are not teaching kids how to transfer culture. Okay? And let me follow me. So before that generation, there was only one person working at home. It would be Pop. And probably, you know, Miss Mom was, you know, helping with the house, helping with the kids. So there was a transfer culture directly through the mom. While Pop would just go out and, you know, work and just try to make things happen. And then when Dad would just come to home, he would be, okay, son or daughter, it's time to show you how the world goes. By that time, Mom already did her job and just really nurture the kid to be ready, right? And the kids know when he goes with Pop, Pop is going to teach him tough love, right? Tough love that they're going to need in the world, right? He always have Mom, and Mom will be, you know, the one making sure that his emotions are not all over the place, right? As emotional support. You need that. It's a logical support. He will show you how to go through the toughest places, toughest lessons of life. And then Mom will be the one telling you, yeah, it's okay, everything will be fine, right? So there's a great combination of both. We get to the 80s, we get to the 90s, we get to the early 2000s. What happened? Mom and Pop are both working. They're not spending time with the kids. So now we have a problem. The problem goes that the person just raising kids is Disney, daycare, school, right? And, you know, nothing to do with parenting. So now we have a huge problem, right? Because now you develop kids that they're lacking self-control, maturity, right? They're lacking responsibilities. They're still 35. They're still living with roommates and mom basement sometimes. And they're paying for the basement, which is ridiculous, right? I think it was the last stat, was 33% of millennials are living with their parents in the basement. We have the famous case, I think it was in New York or Connecticut, where the family had to sue their son because their son was living in their basement, didn't want to do anything. So going back to the topic. So we have now trauma. The trauma is that parents are not in the house, right? And just the outside is basically just raising these kids. And a lot of these kids never learn how to grow up because dad and mom were not there to do so. Especially dad was not there. Especially mom. The now mom, for some reason, want to just go out and start working, right? You cannot be in a relationship where you are paying for daycare. It's not supposed to happen that way, okay? If you're paying for daycare, that means that your meaning of life, right, is above your expectation. You need to humble a little bit, right? Because what happened is you're trying to just give money to your kids. You think your kids are going to be raised by money, right? And more importantly, you're not teaching your kids how to live life. Okay? So now, kids are in school. They go to college. They still get out of college, and they're still thinking like kids. Because that time frame that they have with mom and parents, and mom and pop, that was very crucial to teach them how to be a great citizens, right? It was missed. Because mom and pop were working. That's not how you do things. Remember, this is the first time that we have this kind of experiment. So what happened with this experiment, it failed completely because we thought, right, that relationship between mom and son, or father and son, or mom with daughter, or father with daughter, it was not important. It is. So now, because of the lack of cultural transferring or ethics and morals, right, we have this phenomenon, which is Peter Pan syndrome. Kids that still, not kids, adults that they think they still are kids. And you know where you can see this a lot, right? You don't have to go to the countryside. Go to the cities. You will see that. You will see people still in their late 40s, right? Thinking that they're still in college or they're still in high school, right? Where they don't want to admit the fact that adulthood has come, right? And now it's something called accountability and responsibility need to be transferred. That's why we're going crazy. We're going crazy for the fact that we are not allowing ourselves to be liberated by the things that need to be happened by the grace of God, which is nature. Okay. Let me read something very interesting. It says here, right, and this you can find in Wikipedia. It says Peter Pan syndrome is not recognized by the World Health Organization. It's not listed, right? It's not listed. It's a new term. People who exhibit a characteristic popularly associated with the Peter Pan syndrome have sometimes been referred to as Peter Panners. This term and concept is now accepted in the DSMB, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorder, right? And it is used this perangling, whatever that word is, right? Sometimes I have problem with those difficult English words. Right? And even though this concept is new, right? All right. It's very clear. It is a great metaphor. The kids that go to the land of a never growing land. I'm not very familiar with the Peter Pan story, right? I'm a huge Zelda fan, but I'm not familiar with the Peter Pan story or the character. I saw the two movies and that's it when I was a kid. But I know it's just kids that don't want to grow up, right? So a lot of these kids, they just want to stay as... these adults, they just want to stay as kids. They don't want to grow up, right? And the problem with this is that society just gets stuck, right? Now, let's take it on ourselves now, okay? If you are in this position right now where you think that you still... feel like an adult, you're missing something, right? You feel empty. And you feel like, even though you don't have these greatest responsibilities, you feel that you're not hitting something. And I think Sargon of Akkad spoke about this, about the reason he's more happier than a lot of his contemporary. It was something simple. It because he always have a reason to wake up every day. And that reason was his family. Right? The reason was his family. Why is that important? Every time that you wake up, it's important for you to have a goal. A goal to hit. And if every time you wake up, you're just waking up because you're just waking up. And society knows that I need to go to work, I guess, right? Because I need to pay bills. You're missing something, right? When you are working with layers or purposes, right? You have to go not one or two or three. You have to go like four, five, six, seven layers of the onion, okay? Because the purpose has to be stronger, right? Stronger, stronger than the end result. Remember? You shoot for the moon. You land on the stars. Right, even though you cannot reach the moon, you're gonna launch the start. You're gonna land on the stars. And it's important for you to understand that paradigm. Right. Now, is it okay for you to have the syndrome? It's up to you. It's up to you. But there's consequences for this. Right? And there's some signs, right? That could tell you like, oh, what, how can I know if I'm this in this kind of syndrome, right? Let me see. It says here. Damn, they're very good. These are more like a relationship kind of thing, right? It says, they talk about some of the signs that you might have this kind of syndrome, right? People that don't clean their room, don't clean their living room, the dishes, that's a big one. They always tire. They're lazy. They leave their job frequently when they feel bored. Right? That's a bit. They make a little bit effort to find a job. Move from field to field without spending time developing skill. I hate that one. Because I used to be that one. Only takes part-time work and no interest in pursuing promotion opportunities. Right? Now that I have a family, now that I have all the purposes in my life, that's one of the most important things. How can I just move from here all the way to here, right? And that's very important. Right? Also, one that I noticed myself, years ago, was thinking about unrealistic expectation. Like, by this time, I will have $1 million, right? But not realizing how much work $1 million is, right? And I think there was a song about millennials, right? What millennials think, right? What happened when they get to the 30s, right? And there was a lot of unrealistic expectation. One, and that one was $1 million, the famous $1 million, right? Another symptom for the Peter Pan, right? You're always flaking people. You're lying a lot. You have unstable emotional instability. That means that you cannot hold yourself correctly, right? Interesting is that they're the more tolerant people in the world, right? But they don't have a clear sinful ethic or morals, right, to just go through the world. Not accountable, lack of accountability. And you can find all these in the internet. There's a bunch of them, man, that I can't tell, like, damn, even use the drugs and stuff like that. That's true. If you're still in your old age, you're still using cocaine, marijuana, all that stuff. You're drinking a lot. You're smoking a lot. You're out of control. You cannot hold yourself. Or you're just allowing these things just to take over. You're still in that syndrome. Right? Damn, there's a lot of them. You can find this in the healthline.com. Or you can just type it in Google. You can have that. Or the best guy that can explain it, Jordan Peterson. You can just go to Google and type the Peter Pan effect or syndrome, Jordan Peterson. And there's one of these videos that where they have like infographic and they explain it so well. I mean, so well that you can literally just grasp the concept of it. Right? If you're in part in that group, make sure that you're not denying it. Just accept it and just move forward with it. Right? And with this, I'm gonna close my episode for today. The Peter Pan syndrome. Right? And if you identify with a lot of these traits, make sure you start working on yourself. Always working yourself. There's always space to work on yourself. Right? Don't feel like it's over. No. You can still work on yourself. If you still feel like you're acting or don't acting like you were 20 years ago, it's time to step back and, reanalyze some of the behaviors that we have in your case, if you identify it, of course. This was your episode number 104 from the PFL Music Podcast. You know what to do, right? Share your content. You want to support it as well. There's going to be a link down below. With this, I'm going to cut it. I'm out.